Residents in the Yukon River community of Eagle are excited about a mysterious geologic event that is emitting fire, steam, and a sulfur smell. Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve lead interpretive ranger Pat Sanders says it all started on September 27th.
An explosion was heard in Eagle, which is rare, so we, of course, were interested.
Sanders says on October 10th, a fire was spotted about 2 miles up the Totondick River, known locally as Ship Creek. She says the fire spread to about 15 acres.
And on the 15th of October, we had snow, and the fire was still going, although it appeared to be emitting steam, and there was a sulfur smell.
No one has been on the ground there yet, but overflight photographs reveal a slumping area that is steaming and looks a lot like a mini volcano crater. Sanders says the area is about 25 miles northeast of Eagle and is located on Doyon land. She says both NPS and USGS geologists suspect it is a shale oil rock deposit. Sanders says the area has two slumping craters that cover about a 5-acre area.
Really been interesting to watch because it is still steaming and still burning. But if it is indeed oil shale, which USGS suspects, oil shale and sulfur, it could be as deep as 1,000 feet, which means it could have been burning for some time from a lightning strike years ago, and it's been burning underground and finally burned enough to cause a slump or a crater-like depression in the earth. So until we actually get boots on the ground and we don't know when that's going to happen, we're not going to know.
Sanders says it's difficult to tell from the hazy aerial pictures, but the craters appear to be as deep as 150 to 200 feet, and she says there has been significant slumping since it was first observed. She says the Hard Luck Creek Fault is in the area and is an active fault. USGS geologist Marty Miller says it's more likely to be burning shale oil, not a burning coal seam.
But we're fairly confident that it's not a hot spring or some other type of volcanic-related incident.
Which will be disappointing news to Pat Sanders in Eagle.
Of course, everyone in Eagle is hoping that it's going to be a thermal event and we'll end up with the hot springs, but maybe that's just because it was 45 below last week.
NPS geologist Linda Stromquist says although they would like to examine the site sooner, at this point in the year, it's probably prudent to wait until better weather and daylight conditions improve towards spring. Pictures and a map are at our website, alaskapublic.org.